Hey, 2301, calling in on chapter 2 of the Lost Wallet Saga. Over.
Okay, 2301, can you tell me where we're at with that?
I got a little bit more information. The other operator that tried to engage me with the wallet, you know, like I was on break and he just started waving it. I'm like, what is going on? The guy's not a very good communicator, and the one thing I did find out is, let me just keep this linear so I can try and keep this as clear as possible. But anyways, you know, it sounded like this was just his plan, that he hadn't coordinated with dispatch or anything, and that's why I was uncomfortable about taking the wallet from him, you know, like I've never been in that scenario before. So anyways, he said, oh, this guy might show up at these cross streets and this stop, and at that point, I wasn't really paying close attention because it just sounded like something he was cooking up. And so he did, he was at the stop at San Rafael and 122nd, outbound. And of course he was flustered and upset and wondering, you know, where his wallet was. And it almost sounded like he had been in touch with the bus operator. It was odd. So I just said, you know, sir, I know that your wallet was found, and I think the best we can do at this point is for you to go to Lost and Found on Monday, and I'm sorry, but, you know, that's the best I can do. And he was trying to, like, coordinate with me in line 73. I don't know what he was talking about. I just said, sir, I'm sorry, I got to get rolling. There's another rider behind you. You know, he gave me the one-finger salute for my efforts and ran off. And that's the one good piece of information that I got in the conversation, was that I think it was my leader who, over.
Yeah. Okay, so if you see him, please just tell him, like you said, to contact Lost and Found and pick up his wallet from there. It's becoming a huge fiasco.
Yeah, who is my leader anyway? What line and train is my leader? Because this guy's engaged me a couple times and been very, very vague and poor with his communication. It's just like, brother, you know, I don't know, just try and be a little bit more clear and professional and, I don't know. Over.
It appears that your leader is 2238.
Okay, thank you so much. And I don't know how late he's out or anything. I don't know anybody else's paddle. He engaged me another time, and it was the same sort of, like, vague, on-your-own, mavericking kind of thing. And I just said, you know, I don't think this is a good idea. I mean, dispatch should be coordinating that, not you. Over.
Okay, well, thank you for your help. Have a good rest of your night. 1854.
Thanks so much for all your help, and sorry for the confusion. If I added to it, I apologize. I certainly want to help the riders out, but I just felt like this guy was kind of off on his own doing his own thing. Anyways, have a good evening. I hope the rest of the evening goes a little more calmer and saner.